Today's story takes us to Paris, where bright screens, new robots, and big promises filled a famous tech event called VivaTech. But behind the excitement, people were asking a serious question. How should Europe build AI? This is not only a story about technology, it is also a story about trust, rules, and ordinary people. If AI helps choose who gets a job, checks a school exam, or studies health data, then one mistake can change a real life. So as you listen, watch for three key ideas: trust, risk, and rules. We will hear how Europe wants AI to grow, but with more care. Visit ovenglish.com for the transcript and practice. In June 2024, many business leaders, startup founders, and government officials came to VivaTech in Paris. VivaTech is one of Europe's biggest technology events. Companies show new products there, and investors look for the next big idea. This year, AI was everywhere. People talked about faster tools, smarter software, and new business chances. But there was another feeling in the room too. Some people were excited, and others were careful. The big question was simple. Should Europe race ahead like the biggest American tech companies? Or should it build AI with stronger rules first? That question matters because AI can do more than write emails or answer easy questions. It can also affect jobs, schools, hospitals, and public services. When a tool touches real lives, people want trust, not only speed. This is where Europe often sounds different from Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley is the famous technology area in California. Many companies there like to move fast, release products early, and fix problems later. In Europe, many leaders say that approach is too risky for powerful AI period. They believe trust should be part of the product from the beginning. In Paris, that idea came up again and again. Build useful tools, yes, but build them carefully. A new law is one reason for this careful mood. In 2024, the European Union approved the AI Act. The European Union, or EU, is a group of 27 countries that share some laws. The AI Act does not ban all AI period. Instead, it looks at risk. If an AI tool could strongly affect a person's life, the rules become stricter. So the big idea is simple. Low-risk tools get lighter rules, but high-risk tools need more checks. Think about a hiring system. Imagine a woman named Sofia in Madrid applying for a job at a large company. She has the right skills and good experience. But the first decision is made by software, not a person. If the AI system is unfair or badly designed, Sofia may lose her chance before any human reads her CV. That is why Europe calls some uses of AI high risk. A bad result is not just annoying. It can change someone's work, pay, and future. The same logic applies in other places. If a school uses AI to help judge exam cheating, one mistake could hurt a student's record. If a hospital uses AI to study health data, an error could slow treatment or confuse a doctor. European leaders say these systems need testing, clearer information, and stronger data protection. They also want human control. In other words, a person should still be able to step in, check the result, and say, "This does not look right." At VivaTech, this was not only a legal discussion. It was also about power. The global AI race is moving very fast, and huge companies are spending billions. Microsoft, Google, and OpenAI are major names in this race. OpenAI matters because it created ChatGPT, the chatbot many people now know. These companies have money, talent, and giant data centers, which are buildings full of powerful computers. Europe knows it cannot ignore the speed, but it also does not want to copy every part of the American model. That is because rules can shape the future. If one region sets the standard early, others may follow later. Europe has done this before with privacy law. Now it hopes to have influence in AI too. Influence means the power to affect decisions and common practice. European leaders believe that if people trust AI more, businesses may accept it more easily in the long term. So for them, trust is not a soft idea. Trust is part of economic strategy. There is also a business reason behind this careful approach. Europe may not lead every part of consumer AI, but it has strengths in fields where mistakes are costly. Think about medicine, transport, factories, and energy systems. In those areas, safe systems matter deeply. A hospital does not want a flashy tool that gives risky advice. A train network does not want software that fails under pressure. In these sectors, a slower approach can become a strong approach. Still, not everyone agrees. Some business leaders worry that too many rules could push startups away. A startup is a young company trying to grow fast. If founders feel blocked, they may relocate or move their business to countries with fewer limits. That is the tension Europe faces. It wants innovation, but it also wants trust. It wants growth, but it also wants rules. So the real challenge is balance. One scene from Paris captures this well. On one side of the event, people stood in line to test cheerful new AI assistants. On the other side, leaders on stage spoke about safety, fairness, and public trust. The mood was hopeful, but serious. Europe was not saying no to AI, period. It was saying yes, but with conditions. So here is the mini summary. Europe wants AI that people can use, understand, and trust. That debate will not end soon. AI is changing quickly, and the rules will probably change too. But the message from Paris was clear. Europe wants to defend its own approach. Approach means a way of doing something. Its approach is to ask about risk before damage grows. For learners, the story shows an important modern idea. The future of AI is not only about what machines can do. It is also about who gets protected when machines make mistakes. Where did the story happen? It happened at Viva Tech in Paris, a major technology event in Europe. What is the AI Act? It is a new European Union law that gives stricter rules to high-risk AI systems. Why is a hiring tool an example of high-risk AI? Because one unfair decision can harm a real person's job chance and future income. What three key ideas did we hear several times? We heard trust, risk, and rules several times in the story. What is Europe trying to do with its AI approach? Europe wants AI to grow, but with human control, stronger checks, and more public trust. Thanks for listening. Today we heard that Europe is not rejecting AI, period. It is trying to guide AI with trust, risk checks, and clear rules. That matters for ordinary people like Sophia, the job applicant in our story. A rule can sound distant, but it becomes real when software helps decide a person's future. Try to remember these key words: trust, risk, rules, influence, and approach. If you can use them in simple sentences, you are making real progress. Practice more at ovenglish.com with today's lesson and quiz.